115-25, 115-172, and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of Center Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19939 Center Avenue, Lot D69 in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3048. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and 12 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot setback requirement for proposed landing with steps, a 9.7-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the unit on Lot D71, and a 7.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the unit on Lot D71.
Evening.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Marvin Montoya, and...
Your address, please?
It's at 19939 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Floor is yours.
Yes, I bought the property like 11 years ago. So I already have metal steps in the backseat. And so I just want to replace the original that I have, because the community every year so change the rules and everything. So I want to replace for wood, for new ones. That's all.
Okay. So the steps are like crumbling, they're unsafe?
Yes, yes.
They're unsafe, would that be the use you'd...
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just looking to put it back in, no closer than they already are to...
No, not close. We changed, so, and I talked with the neighbor, with the side neighbor. She approved too. And nobody, so you know, is inside the line of the law, so...
And you said that you're putting them back in wood?
Yes, in wood, yes. I already have some metal ones.
Right.
So I just want to replace for...
Are you putting like a deck area at the top, or just a platform, or just a set of steps?
It's the platform with the handles or some...
How big would you say the platform is at the top? 3 foot by 6?
It's a...
You tell me.
How the right here is 3 by 7. Yeah.
And it's been approved through Sierra, correct?
Yes.
So you have your statement here. It's in your application.
Mm-hmm.
Norwood, my notes indicate that the manufactured home and the porches on the property, all the structures, they were considered non-conforming. Is that correct, how the county looks at that?
That is correct.
And Mr. Montoya, this is an older manufactured home, is that right?
Yes.
How old is it, do you know?
It's, I think, 85 or 7.
And then the homes on the adjacent properties, are they older homes as well?
Yes.
The notes indicate that the landlord typically requires a larger landing, but it looks like they realized that where your steps are pretty close to the property line to begin with, and they approved a smaller landing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. And I presume that this is needed for access. There's not another way you could access the home on that side, is that right?
Yeah, it's just for access, yes. And I have kids too, so that's why I'm trying to replace for new ones.
Is it an access you use a lot, or is it one that's kind of an emergency access?
It's an emergency, and yeah, because I have a door in the front too, so that's another access, yeah.
All I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? You can have a seat in the front.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13153? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13153? If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion from the board.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13153 for Marvin Montoya. For the request of variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has a unique condition as the property is just, he's replacing steps that already exist that are failing with safer steps. And we are familiar with the Sierra Mobile Home Park and the layout of it. The exceptional practical difficulty is due for these conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property for the emergency exit of the trailer. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. This variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification and regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinger?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13153 has been approved.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good evening.